It's another Saturday morning on CCO, and it's time for a bit of a wine chat with our friend Ted Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Ted. How are you? Welcome back.
I am doing just great, Denny, being back here in the United States. Unfortunately, I think I caught a tad bit of a bug on the plane ride home, so today's wine chat might be not by Ted Farrell, but from the sounds of it, maybe more like Barry White.
And the Love Unlimited Orchestra. I remember
yeah,
him well.
Voice, but a little deeper than normal.
Those aircraft can be flying petri dishes for sure. I know that myself, but I hope you feel better. And here we have Thanksgiving coming up this week, and the good news, looking at the weather for those folks that need to travel, looks pretty good. Don't see any storms in our what we lovingly call CCO land. So that's good. What can we talk about today?
Well, you hit the nail on the head with Thanksgiving coming up. Because it's such a terrific holiday. It's definitely the top two holidays in my household. Just love it because it's all about gathering people together, having a meal. You don't have to worry about presents. You don't have to do, you know, all that extra stuff, making it so, so perfect. It's just having a big, giant turkey, all the trimmings, whether it's mashed potatoes, stuffing, dressing, you know, the cranberries that we always forget to put out every year. Then you have to make cranberry bread the next day. But it's just a great holiday to sit down and think about what you have and think about how grateful you are with the people around you. It's truly amazing. It's a fun holiday. And the interesting thing about it, Demi, is, believe it or not, about 50% of the households in the United States do not drink at all. It's pretty amazing statistic. But during Thanksgiving, 75% of the households have wine on the table. And so with that, you know, one of the great white wines that goes so well with turkey is a wine called Vouvray. Vouvray comes from the Loire Valley. It's a huge river system, starts in the central of France and then feeds out into the Atlantic Ocean, made world famous by in about the 1500s, 1600s. All the French aristocracy loved to go build their little chateaus on there. So there's famous chateaus there, like Chateau Chenisseau, that's built over the river. There's also Chateau Colombard, huge, magnificent place. And if I'm not mistaken, that's where Leonardo da Vinci actually died. But these estates are just massive. It's a beautiful area to go visit. But then they also grow wonderful, wonderful wines. And it's an area that grows multiple varieties of wines, from Chenin Blanc all the way to Cabernet. They make Merlot. In some instances, a Pinot, Melon Blanc. It's a wonderful growing area. But more importantly, the Vouvray area grows Chenin Blanc. And Chenin Blanc, wonderful white grape varietal. And the interesting thing about it is, on your palate, there's a little bit of residual sugar, a little bit sweeter. And then once you kind of swallow it up, it's nice and dry. And that's what makes it go so well with turkey, because believe it or not, even a smoked turkey, there's a little bit of residual sugar in that meat. Turkey's a little bit of a sweeter meat, so it marries up very, very well. A perfect match with the turkey, you know, and there's a couple different Vouvrays that we like to pitch. One is Vouvray Voltaire. This is one that we have carried for 50 years. Our old friend Bill Bolter, who used to be Alexis Lachine's right-hand man back in the 70s, who's still going strong at about age 93, shows you how great the French lifestyle is. He's keep on going, and he is our negociant on this. And it's a great wine that we've carried for years and years and years. We just love pushing the Vouvray Voltaire because, again, it marries up so well. With turkey, we have another Vouvray as well called Vouvray Lys, the leaves. You know, it's like the trident that the French have. Another great little negoce house that we do. It's wonderful. Now, if you're scared a little bit of that sugar level and you don't like really sweet wines, one thing I would highly recommend then, there's a whole other district on the Loire Valley called Saumur, S-A-U-M-U-R, Saumur. That's Chenin Blanc, but the residual sugar level in that is about 5 degrees less than the Vouvray, so it's a little bit drier Chenin Blanc. And it's a great little wine for those people who don't like the sweetness. Now, also you'd say, well, hey, what about reds? Now, turkey is a very versatile wine. It goes well with anything, but I'd be remiss this time of year to not talk about Nouveau Beaujolais. Nouveau Beaujolais just came out last Thursday. It's a great little wine. It's a fun one. You know, historically, how it was, what would happen in the area of Beaujolais is they would be the first of the harvest, 100% Gamay. It's a lighter, fruitier style wine, and those vignerons would literally get all their wines ready and ready to go. They've aged just enough. They would fill up literally their horse carriages and almost race up to Paris to be the first people to sell their wines of the vintage. And so eventually, you know, that kind of caught on, and it was literally an arms race between all the different co-ops and the vignerons to get their wines up to Paris to sell and get them into the restaurants. Now, Mr. George Dubuff, back in about 1971 or two, kind of capitalized on that and said, why don't we do this on a broader basis throughout the whole world? So he developed this idea of Nouveau Beaujolais. So on the third Thursday of the month, it is released across the world, and they have such a big party, and it's such a big threat for it. Even to the point where even in Japan, and Japan can be a little different than most, they would fill up swimming pools full of Nouveau Beaujolais and charge people $10 to jump in and swim in the Nouveau. Kind of fun. It's just amazing. There was also a fella in France that I think it still might be the world's record most expensive drink, where he spent 100,000 euros to be the first person to drink Nouveau that particular year. And so people get behind it. It's fun. It's a fruity wine. It's a really easy drinking wine. You know, not sophisticated. The whole point is, if you drink a bottle in the year it's made, the following year you'll have good luck. So it's a fun wine. So again, it's not sophisticated as far as, you know, trying to do the real match made in heaven kind of thing, but it's just a fun bottle of wine to open up, to enjoy with everybody, and go with it. So this year we have, we only, down the unfortunate side of the Nouveau is the trend is phasing down. I know some vignerons that just last year, because the production was a little weird, just stopped at it and said, it's too much hassle, we're not going to do it. So the popularity of it's dying, but it's still out there. People do enjoy those wines. They really like them. But, you know, again, while supplies last, just because, you know, we've seen our trend of case, if we used to do thousands of cases up into the holidays, now it's only in the hundreds, so we have to taper that down. But it's a great, unique opportunity to taste the actual expression of the vintage that year, and it's a fun wine to have. You could also do a nice Pinot Noir with your turkey, or, you know, your world's your oyster. If you want to impress people and have a big Bordeaux, you could do that. But again, the veal itself, with the turkey, a little bit softer, a little bit lighter, a little bit more elegant, so I go with those lighter ones. But Nouveau Beaujolais and the Vouvray are just great wines to go so well with that, and they don't break the bank, either of which are over $14 a bottle. They're just easy, simple drinking wines, no matter how you prepare that turkey, whether you deep fry it, whether you smoke it, traditionally roasted in the oven, you'll find that you'll get up to those bottles of wine. Everybody at the table will just be, just enjoy it. And then think of the rich history of those cart races, basically, up to Paris, drinking that Nouveau Beaujolais, or drink, you know, being sophisticated, chateau owner of the Loire Valley, drinking some lovely Bouvray with that 100% Chenin Blanc grape varietal that goes so well with turkey, with that little bit of sweetness, but then finishes off with nice bone dry. And it's not even acidity. It just vanishes off your palate. So again, the Chenin Blanc grape varietal is the one that goes into the Bouvray, but then the leave it up to the vignerons to do just their magic with it to make it either a little bit drier, a little bit sweeter, because the Saumur, it will be on the drier side, but it's kind of a unique little bottle to try. You'd be the only kid on the block with it to enjoy a lovely white wine with your Thanksgiving meal.
Well, Ted, you're thinking about when you're talking about De Vouvray Voltaire, I recall when your late father and our late friend Charlie Boone would talk on these Saturday mornings, and I would be following Charlie with my shows, and I'd hear them talking about that. So all those years ago, when I picked up that very first bottle of Vouvray, ever since then, I can't even count how many years, when visiting family, I'd bring that extra bottle, and you're right, it is right on the money when it comes to turkey to this day. So a long history. You said years ago that Haskell's started selling that, and it's become a practice here at our house, too. So good stuff, Vouvray Voltaire, and you're right, it's very moderately priced.
But that's the great thing about it is when you're sitting there, you have enough to worry about if you're hosting the Thanksgiving dinner as far as is the turkey going to be just right. You know, you're juggling 10 things in the kitchen. There's a lot of action. And the last thing you need to worry about is whether the line is going to do its job. And the Move Array does that. And again, we've carried that particular label now for 52 years. And the quality has been there. It hasn't inflated. You know, I think we've had one vintage what was questionable, but it was still a pretty darn good Move Array. So those winemakers over there do a great job. It's been just a constant arrow in our quiver, so to speak, at Hassel's because we knew it's reliable and so good, and people just always enjoy it, and it does so well with holiday. And quite frankly, even if you're going to do a, like some people do a honey glazed ham, that sweetness of that ham with that honey glaze and the smokiness, the Chenin Blanc will hang right in there and enjoy it.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Well. So if you do other options as well.
Just you're making me hungry.
I'm sorry, Denny. That's what I do.
Tell you what, Ted, we've got a minute to go here. Let's talk a little bit about Hassel's and certainly wishing you and everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Tell us about the locations, et cetera.
We will. And currently today in the Hassel's, we will have that Bouvray open for tasting. So if you don't doubt my words, let the bottle do the talking for it. And there's a Hassel's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking on the weekends. Hassel's in Minnetonka, Hassel's in St. Paul. We also have a Hassel's in Bloomington, right on Loma's Plaza. Hassel's in downtown Excelsior. Hassel's out in White Bear Lake. Stillwater, we have a Hassel's down in Faribault, Plymouth. And then not to be missed is our super cellar up in Maple Grove. 20,000 square feet of a lot of adult goodness up there. And then we also have, if you can't reach any of those, you can stop by Hassel's.com 24/7, place your order, and we'll take care of you. And we would at Hassel's love to wish everybody a safe and very happy Thanksgiving.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Ted. I hope you feel better, and let's talk right that Saturday on the holiday weekend.
Well, you know, if I would have done this at 3 o'clock, I would have got some of this frog out of me. But being early, you still have to chisel some of that stuff out.
Well, you feel better, and thanks for everything. We'll talk next Saturday. Happy Thanksgiving, Ted.
To you as well, sir.
Stay tuned next for the news and then our Lawn and Garden Show. Stay with us.